trying to say.
Should be from the start. It just seems, you know, just looking outside in, it looks like there's too much like an ego going on with the men's team.
You only know this from watching the games, right? This is what you see.
Yeah. You know, I'm not all up in their business or nothing. This is just from what my point of view is.
For me, it's just, you know, it's kind of crazy that you say that because you're just, I don't just want to say it like this. I mean, you used to play stickball as well, but just kind of like a common spectator. Or not even that, just a rare spectator. And you already know for a fact women are going to go with some ass.
So, you know, we did talk about the ladies, you know, and we were just kind of giving them their flowers, you know, their praise on what you just said, their teamwork and their commitment. But also, like, when you talk about this, about, you know, touchdown with stickball, I believe there should be a lot of changes happening, definitely with leadership and how things are ran. And it does take a lot. And it also takes a lot to change, too, for whoever the coaching staff is or head coaches are. And like Marnie was saying, it's kind of like the ego is getting in the way. Like, you should already know this, but then no one wants to educate or train or coach as like a real coach should do, was just breaking everything down fundamentally. And I feel like that some of these young men that come, they have the capability of running and playing and the, you know, just kind of some of the basics, but they don't know the actual fundamentals, and that should actually bring them up to replace these people. Because I've noticed some people growing up playing all my life, and then even the ones that were older than I am, way older than I am, are still playing today. And, you know, they're already looking at, like, who's going to be our replacements, you know, and it's just hard to give that up. But it's like, you know, when you look at softball, you look at basketball, like, in the community, you know, some of these type of people are still playing. Some of the men can't give it up. You know, they just 50, 60 years old out there still going, you know.
And oh, my God, damn, ain't your knees hurting yet, sir, man?
You know, pop a hip out or something.
It's like icy hot when you walk in.
10 surgeries just to play the last game.
Icy hot ass.
Smell you. I said I'm not a car that will be true.